Just poured my cup. The morning air is cool, clear, and still. But out on the horizon, I can see a storm building. Not close yet. Not loud. Just there. Waiting. Even the birds are quiet. Like they already know what's coming. Wings tucked. Watching the sky. And it got me thinking. How strange it is that the sky can look so peaceful, even when something's already shifting in the distance. Mornings like this don't always require company. Some mornings, you want the hum of good conversation. Other times, just the silence. The kind that lets your thoughts speak first. And the cup just listens. This is one of those mornings. The cup in my hand feels heavier than usual. The coffee's deep, steady, patient. It doesn't rush me awake. It waits. Like it already knew I needed silence more than flavor. It's not always about the jolt. Today, I choose it for the calm, for the way it holds presence without demanding mine. Not every morning is about answers. Not every pour is about revelation. Some mornings are simply a pause, a breath before the next chapter, a moment to gather yourself before stepping into the unknown. This is that morning, a quiet pour before the storm. We often think of storms as something to be feared, loud, unpredictable, destructive. But sometimes, the storm is just a truth we've been waiting to face. And before we face it, we need calm. A moment to gather all the parts of ourselves that have been scattered by the winds of uncertainty. So let this pour be that calm. Let this morning be the space where you catch your breath. Because what's coming next is not something to fear. It's something to step into. Fully present. Fully aware. I'm Ron Eastman. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And today, we're pouring the quiet before the truth, the stillness before the storm. This moment, right now, it matters. Maybe even more than the storm itself. Because once it hits, you're not thinking anymore. You're reacting, bracing, trying to hold on while everything around you shifts shape. But before the storm, in this pause, in this breath, you get to choose what you carry in with you. And maybe that choice is everything. They say smooth seas don't make skillful sailors. And they're right. The ones who've sailed the roughest waters already prepared before they ever left the dock. Strength isn't built in chaos. It's tested there. It's built in the stillness before it begins. That's what this moment is. Not panic, not fear, a quiet check-in, a soul-level inventory. Because sometimes survival starts long before the winds or waves ever pick up. We all have storms ahead of us, emotional storms. Grief that lingers, anxiety that steals sleep, the ache of losing who we used to be. Rational storms. Love unraveling, friendships fading, trust breaking. Financial storms. Jobs lost, future uncertain, security shaken. Physical storms. Pain that doesn't quit. Diagnoses that change everything. And the circumstantial ones. The phone call. The news that turns the air thin. They come for all of us. Different shapes, same sky. So before they arrive, we pause. Like a soldier before battle, we unpack the weight we've been carrying. We exhale. We look up at the clear sky and memorize it. Because when the rain and the wind come, we'll need to remember peace existed first. And it will exist again. Some things are meant to be dragged into the next season. Old fears, old stories, armor that once protected us but now keeps us small. Before the storm comes, you can let some of that go. Unclench your fist. Soften your shoulders. Whisper, "I'm tired of holding this." That's the quiet work. The sacred work. The work no one sees, but that steadies the soul. Because the storm doesn't wait for you to be ready. It doesn't knock politely. It crashes through. And you either stand with what's true or get swept up in what's loud. I've lived through enough storms to know this. The calm before it, this exact moment, is the last time you're allowed to just be. Not defend, not explain, not fight. Just be. So sit here with me. No pressure, no performance, just this sip, this silence, this breath, before the next version of yourself is asked to rise. You don't have to be brave right now. You don't have to be wise. You don't have to say, "I'm ready." You just have to be here, still, breathing, honest. That's enough. Because when the storm comes, and it will, you'll remember this moment, this breath, this stillness that held you when nothing else did. Maybe you'll remember the way the light hit the wall, or the way your coffee tasted more like comfort than caffeine. Or this voice, mine, telling you it's okay to feel whatever you're feeling, even if you can't name it. The world won't slow down for you. So let this episode be a small rebellion, a refusal to rush, a whispered prayer of stillness in a world that keeps screaming move. And when you feel the wind shift, when the tension builds, when the sky finally cracks open, you'll go in carrying something quiet, something sacred, the memory of this breath, this pause, this pour, that matters more than anyone knows. Because while everyone else is bracing for what's next, you'll have already made peace with the now. Because you took this time, because you stopped long enough to breathe, you won't walk into the storm the same way you've walked into the others. You'll walk in lighter, more aware, more anchored. You'll know what to hold and what to release, which voices to listen for, which winds are just noise. You'll feel the rain start to fall and remember this stillness, the one that steadied your hands before they were needed. While others rush to build shelter in panic, you'll already have boarded up your foundation. You have checked your heart for leaks, cleared the clutter that couldn't come with you, tightened what was loose, made peace with what you can't control. And when the water rises, you won't drown in it. You'll wade through it. Steady, deliberate, breathing. Not untouched, but unbroken. Not fearless, but prepared. You'll weather it better, because you remembered to make peace before the wind ever began to blow. And maybe that's the other reason this moment matters. Because when you learn how to stand in your own storm, steady, breathing, still, someone else might see you and remember they can too. When you're inside it, it's hard to see anyone else fighting through their rain. The thunder feels personal. The clouds look heavier over your sky. But we're never the only ones out there. Sometimes your calm, the way you keep your footing when everything's shaking, becomes the proof someone else needs. Proof that it's possible to make it through. So while you can't always pull them from their storm while you're still in yours, you can stay visible. You can be the steady light in the distance, not shouting over the wind, just standing, quietly showing that the shore still exists. And once the sky's finally clear, you can meet them on the other side, with a hand extended, letting them know they were never alone. And when your storm passes, because it will, you'll notice what storms always leave behind. The air cleaner, the light sharper, the ground softer, ready for new roots. Storms don't just take, they uncover. They wash away what was fragile so what's meant to stay can breathe again. Every storm clears space for what's next. New light, new air, new beginnings. And maybe that's the quiet gift in all of this. Not just surviving the storm, but seeing the world freshly rinsed when it's gone. And though I started this episode wanting to be alone, I'm glad you're here, sitting beside me before my season changes. While I lighten my load and make changes that are best for me, thank you for being here with me, for sitting still when everything around you said don't. This is the last coffee episode of season one, and I couldn't think of a better way to close it than in this quiet with you. We've poured a lot this season. Memories, moments, messy truths. But this one was a breath. Until our next cup, stay soft, stay still. And if nothing else, remember this breath.
So lay your head down. Oh,
lay your head down.
Breathe in, breathe out.
I'm breathing, breathe out.
I will love you over and over again.
This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And sometimes we sit quietly before the storm arrives. Speak to you soon on the other side of the storm. Until then, breathe easy. The sky always clears.
So lay your head down.
Oh, lay your